The Washington State Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow on a case dealing with wages for farm workers. It examines how employers handle the paid rest breaks required by law. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
A lot of farm workers get paid by the pound. That is, the more apples or cherries or asparagus you pick in an hour, the more you get paid. It's called piece rate pay, and it tends to reward faster workers. Seattle attorney Dan Ford points to a problem with this model.
We understand that a lot of workers skip breaks, even if they are allowed by the employers, because they need to work. And there's a disincentive for workers to take breaks if they don't get paid for that time.
Ford represents several berry pickers who brought a lawsuit last year against Sakuma Brothers Farms near Burlington. That's mostly settled, but it kicked a question up to the state's high court. Under the current model for piece rate workers, are they getting paid for rest breaks? State law is clear that all adult workers are entitled to 10 minutes of paid rest time for every 4 hours of work. Ford argues piece rate workers are currently denied this 20 minutes of daily pay. Dan Fazio is with the Washington Farm Labor Association. Its members are farm owners. He says this rest pay is already factored into workers' wages.
You know, what the plaintiffs are proposing would do absolutely nothing to encourage people to take rest breaks because they'd still be getting paid that same amount.
The court ruling on this regulation could allow workers to seek 3 years' worth of rest time back pay. Fazio estimates workers could get a few $100s each, but he says it would cost fruit growers in the state more than $100 million. It's unclear how soon the court will hand down a ruling. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.